You know what I'm really, it went, no, it didn't, like, it didn't go viral, but some people saw it on TikTok. There's like a stupid AI song about Puerto Rico.
Oh, is it AI?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm pretty sure it's an AI song. And basically, it's super catchy. It's giving Eurovision, which obviously means I love it. And I did a little like lip sync to it, and it's got like 10,000 views.
She's a lip sync assassin.
She's a lip sync assassin. Yeah,
look at that baby. She's just adorable.
She is so adorable. Right now, she's the best.
Penny is in between a cushion, two cushions and a rug, and her head is kind of slightly resting on the rug, and she is snoozy and happy.
She's a happy gal.
She loves the back garden. She keeps going exploring.
Yeah, but you're not happy now because she's found the confidence to actually pee and poo on the pavement.
How dare she?
I know.
How dare she do that?
We're going to have to keep cleaning all the time, but that's okay.
She'll have to learn how to do it on the grate.
Paul.
But she jumps over the grate.
That's your toilet.
It's actually very cute. Jumps over the grate.
Oh, she's the cutest ever. But yes, we are doing a very special, it's not very special, but we're just doing an episode this week on our holiday, which we are going away to Alvor in Portugal on Thursday. We're very excited for it.
Which is, yesterday we would have flew. We're recording in advance.
Yeah, so we're there, as you're listening to this.
Probably
we are there.
Two TikToks from us,
and we are. Oh yeah, Paul's big into us doing a lot of TikToks.
We get loads of concrete.
Concrete. We get lots of concrete over there.
We get lots of concrete.
But yeah, we are excited because it's a new hotel. So we've not been to this hotel before. It looks quite glam, but it's still a family first hotel. Because obviously my sister and the gorgeous Dylan are coming. Yeah. So. Yeah,
I'm really excited to do a holiday with Dylan, just Dylan.
Yeah, because the other two, Lily and Luke, you know the way, like as nieces and nephews come along, Lily got all like insane attention. Luke, honestly, I didn't even look at for the first two years.
I did. I minded my Luke.
Yeah, but like he was just, you know, his baby then.
Yeah, yeah.
The excitement had kind of worn off on the babies. And sure, by the time Dylan came, also there was like, was it like...
But you do that when you have those ages, like you had... Lily was the first, then Luke was the second. Like Lily got loads of time on her own.
Yeah.
And then Luke got time with Lily. But and then now Dylan is on. So it's.
I know. And Jenny and Danny are so busy as well. It's hard. We don't get as much time. So I'm delighted that we just have dedicated time with Dylan to spoil him. Give him the gunkle treatment.
And lots of sweets, even though Jenny won't like that.
Jenny will literally chop your hands off.
Yeah.
But anyway, should we start the episode?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, this is our hot take.
Oh,
I nearly forgot about that.
Yeah, I would like if you forgot about it. That'd be amazing. I thought I got away with it. But welcome back to the Glow Home, where we have a rant or a rave about something. And we are talking about holiday preparations. Can I give the reasoning behind this?
Okay, give the reasoning behind
this. So basically, we're going on the family holiday, right? Yep. Which now, to be fair, this year, it's not as big a deal in the sense that we have lots of other holidays and different things happening that are just about us.
Yeah.
When this is like our big holiday, what can tend to happen is, which is totally acceptable, we tend to just want to agree with what the kids are doing. Do you know what I mean? And what the families want to do. And I think every family, including us, because we are our own family within the family,
we are a family,
need to work out what their priorities are for the holiday and what they really want to do, so that as well as doing all the things with Dylan and Jenny and all the with my mom and dad, all the things that they want to do with Dylan, which we want to do as well.
See, we
have something that we want to do for ourselves as well.
We're also,
it's our holiday too.
We're also at a lucky age though, because Dylan isn't quite at the stage where he wants Marky and Paulie. And that always had, do you know what I mean? Because he's still in that kind of...
Oh, but I love that though.
No, I know. But what I mean is we love it, but we won't be, in this holiday, we won't be as needed from Dylan going Marky and Paulie as we will be getting involved. Does that make sense? I don't know how, if I'm trying to explain it.
Yeah.
Dylan won't be calling Marky and Paulie.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. But essentially, I want to look at what is our plans.
Okay.
And what are we really looking forward to? So when it comes to the holiday thing, when we go away, do we do we usually plan loads of things or do we plan nothing?
We don't. I wouldn't say we plan every single day.
I don't think we plan anything ever.
But we might plan a place to eat.
Yeah.
Or like one thing to do. But it won't be like usually when we go away, if like for take Sitges, we made sure that we got a drag dinner.
Oh, we were,
or
yeah.
A drag brunch. That was our thing.
Yeah, we had some plans for Sitges for sure. But we were there for 10 days.
Yeah.
That was slightly different.
That was lovely.
But essentially, we don't usually go over with a plan, which is why I wanted to have this episode to be like, right, what are we putting on our list that we want to do for our holidays?
So, do you want my list?
Yeah, sure.
Nothing. Nothing.
I know, but like we need to, then we'll like come back and we'll be like, oh, we didn't like regret that we didn't
One
do
thing
certain things.
I would like to do is go on a little hikey walk.
Great, hikey walk, done, adding it to the list.
Yeah, we can do that. Because I enjoyed that when we went to Caveiro.
Caveiro. Yeah, we had a lovely walk, lovely
that
hike.
That was really nice.
That was good fun. I want us, so things I want us to go, we're going to be very busy on dinner front. I want us to go for a dinner by ourselves.
Yeah.
Or a nice lunch for ourselves. I'm happy to take either
dinner.
Or. I want to take Ange and Fred for dinner, just two of them, one of the nights.
Yeah.
I also obviously want to, we will have dinner with like everyone, like multiple nights. I would also like, if possible, to take Danny and Jenny for dinner.
Yeah, it'd be good.
And Mam and Dad, like I'm in automatically enrolling them in babysitting duties.
Babysitting duties.
But like, I would love that.
Yeah. It'd be good to do that.
Yeah. I agree. So food wise, I'm like, I have multiple variations.
I haven't really even had time to look at the hotel. I want to go and look at the hotel.
I haven't looked at the hotel.
Yeah, because it's an all-inclusive beach resort. That's all I know.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
What more could
you
ask for?
I think there's a close walk to town. And anyone who I've talked to about Alvor, they were saying that there's great restaurants in Alvor, which I'd say was a consideration for when we booked this holiday.
Yes. There was a lot of talk and discussion, which I think is great. So I think it's going to be stunning.
I love what an all-inclusive, a little cocky or a cocktail and a little num-num for lunch. And then I like going out for dinner.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's my vibe.
I also, with the all-inclusive, there's always like little bits, like in the last place we've been going to, you get all your like little food bits at the pool.
Oh yeah.
So like we didn't even make lunch a thing. We were just like, go up and get some nibbles.
And I'd say they'll be doing that. I think I've seen a menu somewhere for that.
Yeah, be gorgeous. Yeah. Okay, so.
Does anyone else do that? I do that. Like, I'll go on TripAdvisor and find the menus for the hotel.
Yeah, I think lots of people do.
I love doing that.
I don't.
I really do. I know you don't.
I would never. I'd be like, no, it's grand. Yeah. They'll have chips and chicken. I'll be fine. So, with regards to holidays, how are we with regards to resting? And do we get any productivity guilt on a holiday?
I do get a bit of productivity guilt. And I find my solution is that I go to the gym in the morning, I have a coffee, and then I'm done for the day.
You were busy.
I'm busy.
You actually are very good at that.
Yeah. I get up every day. Now, even if I'm a little tired or
hungover. Yeah.
I will get up and I'll go and do 30 to 45 minutes in the gym every day. And then I will not feel bad with going to have a little coffee and I just sit out in a chill. I did that in Sitges and that was just so lovely.
Well, can I tell you my plan?
Yeah, what's your plan? Yeah, well, see, we're two very different people here. I'm very much happy to lie by the pool in my sweat, sunbaking. And Mark is not. He's up, he's down, he's left, he's right, he's in, he's out. He's going for a walk. He's then found a new friend. And I'm like, can you just... Stop it. You are insane.
Yeah.
You are actually that real you sent me.
I am.
Yeah.
So basically my plan is, right, because I can understand that also my inability to sit still can also affect other people's enjoyment of their holidays. But I think
You do.
So I have a plan.
Okay,
right?
Tell me your plan.
So this time I am going to get up a little earlier because I wake anyway.
You do.
Right. So I'm going to get up a little earlier. You'll be snoozing off the drinks. Mm-hmm. Right. I am going to go for a little run in the morning, 5 to 10K to get that in. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to spend an hour to 2 hours on my laptop in the morning just because work-wise, just a really hard time going away. So I have had to choose that I'm going to work Friday.
Big things coming up.
Friday, Monday, Tuesday, I think I'm just going to work, because then I'll be able to enjoy the other days without like looking at my phone and like being stressed out. So I am going to be able to do, I'm going to do like a little time every morning, just check in on everything. And then I'm going to just go down to the pool and read my book.
And read your book.
Which I think is going
to
settle me.
Book three.
I don't know. Will I? Yeah, I probably will get time to read the whole thing.
Yeah, because you're traveling tomorrow as well.
Yeah, but I'm escorting people. Not tomorrow, Wednesday.
Oh, right, Wednesday.
I'm escorting people to... Yeah, there's also a part which I haven't really discussed in detail with Paul. But basically, I have to go to London for work on Wednesday. And I'm staying over on Wednesday. And obviously, our flight to Portugal.
I can't with you. I actually can't.
At 11:40. And I haven't quite worked out yet how I get back from London.
I can't. I am hyperventilating already. So I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be. I will be checked in by 9 a.m. and I will be in a lounge. Whether you are there with me or not,
I know.
That's where I will be.
Yeah. So I have to work out how to get back from London Thursday morning and be in the airport ready for...
Actually,
it'll be fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the divorce episode. Oh my God.
But this
God.
Is why how we are so different on the holiday front. I'm like, listen, this is going to work. Like the girls are like, hold on, aren't you going on holidays on Thursday? I'm like, yeah, but like I can do the event on the Wednesday and then I'll get home in time for the flight. CeraVe. I know.
I will slag them, but I absolutely love their skincare.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, listen, it's going to be fine.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that. So, yep, I will be...
I'm already stressed.
I know.
Huh? Tomorrow?
I have to pack tomorrow evening,
Okay. Yeah. Who's bringing your suitcase? All these questions. I have so many questions.
Don't you worry. Don't you worry. It'll all work.
You see Paul carrying 40 kg to the airport. Oh my God.
I think I'm going to... So I thought about this morning.
I actually don't want to know. Yeah, I don't want to know. Thanks so much.
Phone usage on holidays, more or less than usual.
Do whatever you want to do, babes.
No, but what will you do? More or less?
Just be me.
Okay.
I actually am okay on the phone. I usually just... We've saved him.
I think you're calmer.
I think we've saved down some content. I put on a podcast and away I go.
Yeah.
Having a little margarita by the pool. I'm telling you now, I'm going to be locked.
I love that for us. I would love us to get like daytime drunk a few times.
Oh my God, absolutely. It's the
best. But can you please make sure I don't then work after the daytime drunk?
No, you're not.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Because then like, you know, we got to be professional here.
Professional.
Spending style on holidays. Do you treat yourself?
No, I don't really. Like the only things, like I don't buy clothes to go away with. I'm very good on the clothes front. I'm very good in the airport. Like the only thing we kind of spend our money on is like an evening meal. So everything usually in these all-inclusives are included.
Yeah.
So like there's no, I'm not like...
I think what we tend to like splurge on are things like...
Unless there's a lovely market.
Yeah, you love a lovely market and a shitty shop.
Yeah, I do.
You love a shitty shop.
Yeah, but I don't really buy anything.
No, but you love a wander of a shitty shop.
I love a peruse down the aisle that has like...
Shite.
You know, shite and a dolphin key ring and, you know, a cha-cha heel shot glass and a wooden dildo.
Yeah. You love that shit. Like, yeah.
You know, I love all that kind of stuff.
A dildo bottle opener, like a penis tip bottle opener. Why
would you make them?
I don't know.
I just find them fascinating.
I just think it's hilarious. I'm like, are you really selling that many of them that you're going to have a full stand? Anyway, then the one thing, sorry, I was going to say that I do think we splurge on is...
You always buy yourself a nice pair of sunglasses in the airport.
Sometimes, yeah, because I just lose them all the time.
I've lost my Ray-Bans. My real Ray-Bans. I went through a phase of losing a pair of Ray-Bans every time I went away. And after the third pair, I was like, I'm not buying anymore. So I just buy Roy-Bans instead.
two pairs of my sunglasses are with my bestie, Rebecca. So I need to get them back off her.
What?
Yeah, she has my Pradas and my Tom Fords. Oh dear. But the one thing we will splurge on is if we're in an all-inclusive and there's like a supplement for like better cocktails or better wine.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Sign, also, I don't even think twice about that shit.
Out, they're like, if you want to buy, they're like, can we get that nice bottle of wine? And they're like, oh, that will be an additional €4.
Oh my God.
And some people are like, oh, no way. Because I have my, no, I get it. You're paying for your all-inclusive. And people are like, absolutely not. I'm not paying another €4. I'm like, to me, in my brain, the way my brain works, we paid for that holiday ages ago. So therefore, when they're like, we're getting a bottle of wine for €4. It's a bargain.
Remember in,
it's for free.
In that last Pro Tour Bonheur, he was like, I only have the €10 bottle of wine. And we were like, thank you, I'll take that once it's not acid ripping down my throat.
Yeah, sometimes the wines and the stuff on the all-inclusive can be
but this place a challenge. Bougie, so
yeah, I'm hopeful. Yeah. I am hopeful. Any non-negotiables?
Just chill time. I like the downtime. Mm. I love an afternoon nap. I don't nap anywhere else apart from on holidays.
The heat does it to you.
The heat really knocks me out. I really need a nap.
Now, can you please do me a favor this year?
Okay.
Because you're not, your skin is not made for the sun, right? So no matter what you do, you're never getting a tan, right? Let's just, and you love to lie out in the sun and you always, every year, at some point, end up getting practically heat stroke. Mm. Like there's always a day where you don't feel well because you've taken too much sun. Mm. So how do we not do that?
I don't know. Glotion me up, baby.
Fine, I'll just be secretly spraying you the whole time with SPF. Whereas I just don't even bother. I just keep in the shade as much as I physically possibly can.
Yeah, there's another meme there with everyone has that friend who's in factor 50 with a towel around them. That's Mark.
That's me. Yeah. I'm like, protect me so that I literally look as young as possible for as long as possible.
I love it. I love holidays. It's my favorite. There was actually another reel. I'm just getting loads of reels at the minute. There's a reel of somebody walking down steps with the click plop of the flip flops. And it's a real distinct I'm on holiday sound.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that is
the sound holidays. Of the season. Sound of the season. So our intention, what is our intention for us?
To
for
come back rested.
Okay.
Like I felt we came back rested from Caveiro.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't do any madness like mad. Like
yeah, we stayed by the pool that last day.
That was a really good shout. But also like we didn't overexert ourselves. We were kind of in bed more or less at reasonable hours, nothing past 12. And also we need to have a bed day. If that makes sense.
I don't know if we can do that on family holiday. It's quite antisocial.
We love it. We love a day in bed where we can't actually get room service or anything in that. So that's not really that kind of a hotel. No.
We'll do that another time. I'm excited for our holidays. We shall report back.
Or possibly live from Portavero.
Alvor.
I don't know where I'm going.
Portugal.
I'll just turn up.
Alvor. Yeah. Okay, cool. Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks so much for listening along. And we will be with you next week, hopefully from our holidays. I'm not sure how that's going to sound, but we'll give it a go.
I'll do it. Don't you
give it a bash. Anyway, love you guys.
Right.
See you guys in the next one. Bye.